These days, it's more likely than ever before that your daily commute has you circling a roundabout. That's because the past 15 years has seen a slow but steady growth in the construction of the circular intersections all over Georgia. But even after a decade and a half to get used to them, the battle for the hearts and minds of ordinary drivers remains the roundabout's toughest fight. We took a look at why. Roundabouts are no longer new in Georgia. Despite that, if your drive doesn't have you circling one regularly, then it's pretty likely your conception of them is something like this.
Dad, no! You turned into a roundabout!
I see an opening!
No, it's too risky. We'll just wait till the traffic thins out. Turn, turn, keep turning.
And there's the problem. Because actually, Lisa Simpson, that's not a roundabout that your family is stuck orbiting on your trip to London. It's what American engineers call a traffic circle, a completely different beast.
The public's perception of those is unsafe, and they associate that with modern roundabouts only because they're circular. That's all they have in common.
Mark Lenters has spent more than 2.5 decades advising on roundabouts all over the country. And he says that, yes, larger traffic circles and rotaries can be scary.
It can be merging and weaving. You'll sometimes see stop signs placed on the entries. You may see traffic signals controlling them, like DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C.
DuPont Circle. Just kidding.
But their safety performance was quite poor, not only because they're crash-prone, but they can be a little bit frightening for drivers. They've gotten a bad name for themselves over the years.
Shout through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Rotaries, traffic circles, you give circular intersections a bad name. But the roundabouts springing up all over Georgia have a much simpler design. They're usually about half the diameter, for one thing, less than 300 feet is common, and the traffic rules of the roundabout are comparatively few. As you approach the roundabout in your car, yield to the drivers already circling, and as you exit, it's nice to use your turn signal to let the people behind you know. All this and more I learn from Scott Zengraf, a man with this bumper sticker in his office.
It says I'd rather be driving through a roundabout than sitting at this stupid red light. So
Zengraf is wild about roundabouts, which is in part why Georgia now has about 150 of them, Metro Atlanta 30, most of them built in the last 15 years. As assistant state traffic director with the DOT, Zengraf's office oversees all this stuff.
Traffic signal permitting statewide, setting all the speed limits in the state.
In other words, he's that guy, Georgia's speed limit setting, stop sign placement guy.
I'm definitely that guy. I get a lot of those comments where, we have a need for a traffic signal in front of our neighborhood, or
he fields a lot of comments at parties. But what he really loves to talk about is traffic design. For example, it turns out roundabouts move traffic faster than intersections with stoplights. They're also safer. They see 40% fewer crashes and 90% fewer fatalities.
And the main reason is that the two approaches of traffic, you're going at an angle coming in. It's a sideswipe type crash instead when they do happen.
This is because cars are coming at each other more slowly, maybe 20 miles per hour tops, and at an acute angle rather than the 90-degree T-bone angle of regular intersections. And Zengraf finds himself explaining this again and again to people haunted by visions of rotaries and traffic circles. He has this story from a community in North Georgia.
We had programmed a roundabout to go in, and one citizen had called, and he would call every week to the guy that was building the project and would say, "This is a terrible idea. I don't know why you're doing it." And after it got built and it got open to traffic, he called back to the engineer and said, "I don't know why I've been calling and complaining this whole time. This works great. I wish we would have done this from the beginning, and I wish I wouldn't have complained about it."
With roundabouts, he says, driving is believing. But according to roundabout expert Mark Lenters, roundabouts also ask something more of us, a kind of change.
Change in the way you enter intersections, the way you interact with drivers, the fact that you have to interact with drivers. You know, with the traffic signal, it's red, green, your turn, my turn, and the signal tells us, you know, when to go, and we don't have to look at each other, we don't have to interact.
But in roundabouts, we do. The design lends itself to eye contact, no interceding lights or signals involved. What both these engineers are saying is that there's something essentially human in a roundabout. Centuries ago, their earliest forerunners once served as the centers of towns and villages, the places where roads and people came together. Scott Zengraf says they can still do that today.
If you think about it, a driver that might be going 55, 65 miles an hour on the interstate, they're going to have to go through a geometric feature that slows them down and changes their mindset as they're going into this community that, you know, hey, you're coming into something different. You need to slow down as you're going through this area.
Which might be the biggest challenge of all for Georgia drivers, whether we're willing to put down our cell phones and look one another in the eye as we move a little slower. Kate Sweeney, WABE.